Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, good on. Ooh, man. Here we are, Wednesday already. Did y'all know that? It's already Wednesday.
Yeah.
So happy.
I mean, seriously, it does seem like the weeks go by a lot faster the older you get.
Yeah.
You know? So Lindsay, each week should seem like 7 minutes to you.
Oh, that is so nice. Wait, faster? Wait, I can't tell if that's a compliment or not.
The older you get, the faster
it goes. Oh, okay. Well, at least you didn't say 1 minute. Right.
Yep.
So at there least I got go. Seven.
It's seven. Always funny, I think, when somebody who's way older than you are makes a joke about how old you are. You know, like you're being old. Alexis used to love it when I would do that, and she's way younger than you, even Lindsay. She's way younger than you
really?
Are. Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 34. Isn't she 34, Riggins?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Oh, she's a spring chicken.
Yeah. I mean, you could have probably taught her cheer lessons when she was little.
You know what I could have done? I could have babysat her.
Or birthed her.
Birthed her?
Now we're getting extreme. Well, I'm only like 8 years older than her.
Well, yeah. Speaking of Alexis, how insane is it when we're all checking in on her baby now? She had her baby, what was it, 5 months premature or more than that? And
something like that,
yeah. Been in the NICU since it was born, and she had complications and everything. And just to watch every day that little baby that started out being just a spot, you know, just a little bitty, you know, thing. Now, Still not a big full size baby, because she sent Jody a text the other day that said that whatever the day it was last week was her official due date in the beginning. So that's how many months premature the baby was. And you talk about, and they call them miracle babies, you know, in the NICU and all of that. And that is incredible.
Yeah.
That a baby could be born that soon into the pregnancy and then start to grow and thrive. And all. I mean, it's crazy.
And she's already so small, you know, she's 4'11". Imagine like a premature baby being born to a very small person already. It was just, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But her husband's side of the family, I think, well, her husband's tall. He's a tall, you know, broad guy, you know, fine, handsome, sturdy man. You know, a brawny man, just a, you know, so maybe the baby will get some of his height, or maybe not. Maybe it'll look like Alexis and her mom, and he'll be about 4'2".
Buying kids, 34.
Yeah. And he is cute. He's really cute. And that's a lot of prayers answered. I'm going to tell you that right now for that little baby.
Yes.
But anyway, the point of the whole thing was, Lindsay, you're a lot older than Alexis.
That's the point. Thank you.
Okay. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We were supposed to talk about something in the last break before I ran all up into that Alexis tirade thing. What was it? Something about Lindsay and your kids being loud or something. I don't know. Oh, not being up. Yeah, your kids not even being up yet. And you say that's odd that they're not up?
Yeah, just if they sleep even an hour over what they normally do, I'm like, are they okay? Should I go in there?
You know? But at the same time, you're like, no sudden movements. Right. Don't wake them up.
I was tiptoeing downstairs to get our coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife, when my son was your son's age, would tiptoe around the house, because Lainey, it was the same deal. Lainey was in kindergarten, and the little demon boy was still at home, and he was your son's age, and Jody would just get worn out by him every day, and she would just cringe whenever she would hear his feet hit the floor upstairs. She's like, yeah. Oh, God, he could have kept sleeping. Why couldn't he keep sleeping?
Yeah.
Or she would tell him that he couldn't get out of the bedroom. It was locked, even though it wasn't locked.
Yeah.
And he would just get up and start playing in his room. Or if she would be down, you know, at the end of the driveway waiting on the bus, he'd start knocking on the window. Dun, 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 waving. Like a
scary movie.
Yeah. And she's like, and he's so dumb. He doesn't know he can get out of the room. He thinks he can't. He thinks he's trapped in there, but I'm going to let him keep thinking.
I love that. You know, now that I think about it, I wonder if that's why she's so afraid of Chucky, because it's like he was kind of like a jack.
Yeah, I think that's why she was so afraid of him. She was afraid of Chucky first. It was something to do with the original movie or something that scared her as a kid.
Yeah.
And it stuck with her. Oh. And we're all having to deal with it.
Yeah. Is that her number one fear? Is it still Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why if I were one of those internet husbands, those social media husbands where they play pranks on their wives all the time, it would be a great prank to invite, you know, to have Jody, instead of showing up at a surprise party for her birthday or something, just walk into a place and then all of her friends and her family and everybody be in there to celebrate her, and they jump out and yell surprise, but they're all wearing Chucky costumes.
Yes.
That would be really funny.
Oh, my God. So funny. Great idea.
You know, or just get a bunch of little children and dress them up like Chucky and have them chase her around the house.
Now that's hilarious to me. Like little kids dressed like Chucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah, why not? But see, I don't do those types of things. I don't think if a prank really bothers somebody and they don't find it to be funny, then it's just mean.
Right.
Yeah, I think you got to take it.
If I didn't know for sure, Riggins, that you would find it hilarious for me to leave a urine sample on your bathroom counter after being at your house, then I would never have done that.
Wait. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I must have missed that, but
yeah, he peed in a cup and left it on my bathroom counter, and then left.
But in a little, like a mouthwash kind of cup, not a big tumbler or anything. But
just that's there, hilarious. Like that
from the doctor, yeah.
And you,
I was in stitches.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Maybe it's because TJ was just talking about getting older that it occurred to me, you know, I rotated my mattress yesterday and I feel so sore and stuff like that. And then TJ was talking about moving stuff and how his back is all jacked up. But if you missed TJ and Jody's house earlier this week, that's a podcast that happens every Monday featuring TJ and his lovely wife, Jody, America's favorite couple. Find it at tjriggins.com. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. One of the best conversations I've ever heard on the podcast was happening, and I shared it on social media. I was enthralled in hearing how TJ and Jody are getting ready for a big move. And Lindsay, I don't know if you saw it, but TJ and Jody were discussing who is better about throwing things away.
Uh-huh.
And Jody goes, you know, I'm the kind of person, I don't think anything is sentimental. I will throw it away. And you know, I do. And TJ immediately, like, clearly this is a topic that has been discussed in this house before the podcast.
Yeah.
Because TJ immediately snaps and go, yeah, you throw stuff away unless it's Christmas decorations. And then she immediately fires back going, well, you keep a lot of stuff. And then she starts listing out the things TJ likes to hold on to. I mean, the whole thing was just a masterpiece. I loved it.
I love that. Well, and I feel like every couple goes through a form of that. So I love hearing other people's sides, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now, a couple things here. When we moved into this house, the movers, the moving company, kept talking about, wait, we got more Christmas stuff we're unloading? More Christmas stuff we're unloading? I mean, they just kept talking about it. And then it's just like every square inch of space in the storage areas of this house is more Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
We got it all out and out into that, what do you call it? Loft area out there. Now, this is culled down from what we did have back when we had, as Lindsay calls it, our bougie house. I mean, that looked like she decorated that like the dang, what is the place in Asheville Biltmore. Called?
Biltmore.
The Biltmore. Yeah. then she'll talk about stuff that I have. I'm trying to be a pack rat or whatever. And then, I'll have something. I'll go, she go, you want to keep this? And I'll say, nah, I don't have any. Are you sure? I mean, this is a pretty big deal when y'all went. So she's like, tries to talk me into keeping stuff that I'm ready to throw away. Yeah. And then blaming me for not wanting to throw anything. But anyway, the Christmas stuff, finally, I think after that conversation the other day, because she did go, well, yeah, I do have a lot. So I saw some stuff heading to Goodwill. You know, her truck is always Goodwill. Mine's always the dump. Yeah. She had boy loading up some Christmas stuff into Goodwill yesterday.
Good for her.
She was willing to part with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because she said, the reason I keep it is because maybe the kids will want it. But the way you were talking, I was like, well, there's going to be far more than the kids can possibly take. And then I wanted to text your kids and go, listen, you got a lot of pressure. You better take your mom's Christmas decorations because she's going to be heartbroken if you don't.
Yeah. My mom's the same way, too. She'll give us all Christmas decorations from like 1995.
My kids are different, though. They're opposites. My daughter wants everything, as you can imagine. She's the most sentimental person in the world. She doesn't want any, oh, yeah, I want that. I want that. I want that. Boy is like, nah, I don't need that. I don't need that.
He probably doesn't take anything.
No.
Well, if you missed it, go.
He did take one thing yesterday or Sunday. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, Riggins, what were you saying at the end of the last segment? We ran out of time. Oh, something about where to go listen and watch the podcast and all that of the TJ Jody's house.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe. It happens every Monday. Subscribe at tjriggins.com or all major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you can actually watch the show on YouTube. Just look up TJ and Jody's house.
And we're about to start doing some new content, extra content, not Jody and me, just we are as a company. So you want to make sure to get subscribed to TJ Riggins Prime Plus, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get that. All right. So we were talking about how my kids are different. My daughter is so sentimental about every little thing, and she doesn't want to throw away anything. It's like, I'll keep, oh, I can't bear to part with that. You know, that sort of thing. And my son's just like, I don't need that. I don't need that. When my wife was talking about giving them Christmas decorations, handing them down. But we were going through a box the other day, and it was that box that I talk about that was labeled Bad A Jackets, you know, all my cool leather jackets and stuff. And he couldn't wait to go through that. He was like, I can't wait. I want to see that again. It's been a long time since I've seen that. Because we only moved like 4 years ago, so we don't have a lot of stuff to throw away or get rid, you know, because we just moved 4 years ago. I mean, a lot of stuff we haven't even touched. It's just been stored in somewhere in the house. And but it always is fun to go through those jackets. And on top of the jackets was something that my son jumped all over. And he said, if you don't want that, I want it. Can I have that? And I was like, sure. Years ago, the Carolina Panthers gave everybody on the show a jersey with their names on it. And so they asked what, you know, when I played football, what my number was. And I told them it was 16. And so they brought a number 16 with TJ on the back of it.
Oh, cool.
And he wanted that. And he's not even that huge of a Panthers fan, you know?
Yeah, but it's cool to keep.
He is a Panthers fan, but he's not a, you know, running around up in people's face because they, because they're not good. You know, he's a silent fan.
That's cool, though.
So what was sad, though, is he goes, what size is that? And I said, I don't know. Let me look. That was a M.
An M, a schmedium. Love that.
Except, you know, not when you look at, if I held it up to myself now, it would look like a baby shirt.
You know what though? You're creeping into that size.
And so I also found some things that were, you know, like those jackets were from the 90s that I have, that I've held on to. And the sizes back then were smaller than they are now. Like one of those jackets was an extra large, and it wasn't the size of an extra large of 2025.
Really?
Yeah. And a large was about the size of a medium.
Yeah. That's true. The sizes have like doubled.
Yeah, we get big around here.
We get big.
As a society, we've turned into a bunch of great big fat people.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting, though.
Love that.
So, yeah, he's going to be playing for the Panthers. Look for old number 16 out there. His name's Boy.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Men's, if you have an anniversary coming up and you want to get your wife something she's going to love, then you want to get her something unique, and that would be the bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. You know, I'm their number one influencer, and I'm not just saying this because they pay me to say it, but every woman I know that has ever even touched that bubble cuddle blanket wants one. So, you know, it'll make you look good as I, you know, you're really putting thought into the gift. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth. And then you use the code TJ and you'll get 41% off. Cause I'm not going to lie. When you go there and you look at how much the blanket costs, you're going to be, what for a damn blanket? Yeah. But you get, 41% off with the code TJ. So that makes a huge difference.
And you're the number one endorser, but I'm the number one client. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. Your mama has bought more, I think, than any one person.
Yeah. At least 10, a solid 10.
And anniversaries, Lindsay, you had your anniversary with your husband, Kyle, Kyle, not long ago. And he took you to big romantic, hard to get in type of inn in the mountains. Very romantic, all of that. Well, this woman took to the Reddit and she was talking about her anniversary. She's 31. And she said, I spent weeks saving up to buy him a smartwatch he had been eyeing. I wrapped it nicely, cooked his favorite meal, and set up candles. He bought her a $100 gift card to his favorite gaming store, and he laughed and said, "We can both use it since you watch me play all the time."
No.
So she's taken to the Reddit and, you know, wanting everybody to say he's a jerk and I can't believe it and blah, 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 which is true. It's true.
Yeah.
But I think she is an enabler if she sits and watches him play video games all the time. And he is a man who is married, and that's what he does as an adult. Then she's not happy with being married to someone who acts like a little boy and doesn't pay attention to her. Then she may need to look other places or get him fixed and get her fixed as well.
Yeah.
Fixed.
Yeah. They need to be fixed.
Well, it'd be one thing to if she played, I mean, but she wasn't super into it, but still, if that was kind of her thing, but she's totally not into it. I mean,
she watches him play. So yeah. To her, that's being supportive of his hobbies and everything, his passion.
But I mean, she is his wife. I mean, she's going to be supportive. Like, I don't know.
I don't see any difference in that. Or if she just sat and watched him play Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah. Or like Legos or something.
Yeah. It's the same thing. You know, you just sit there playing with your Hot Wheels racetrack or a train set. You're just all into as a husband.
I do know some adults that are into train sets. I don't know what that says, but no one in my family.
Yeah. Well, but it's not an obsession that takes away from their marriage, is it?
I think so. Okay. I'm going to have to do some investigative work on this.
Okay. Yay! Let's go! This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey. So, we were just talking about this story from the Reddit where a woman was celebrating her anniversary with her husband. And she bought him a smartwatch that he had been wanting, and he bought her a $100 gift card to a gaming store so he could buy video games and they could use that together because she likes to watch him play video games. Okay. Now, I am not one, as everybody knows, to just jump on a bandwagon of saying that all men are stupid and men need to do this and men need to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm quite the opposite. When everybody else is piling on men, I figure out, you know, and look at the situation. And if there's something that, is not completely the man's fault, I'll point it out. And this is not one of those situations, I don't think, where a woman is just looking to down talk her husband or whatever. Going on Reddit, maybe that's the point I would say, go fix it with your husband, get off Reddit. But it also goes back to if you want him to act like a child, treat him like a child. And sitting there watching him play video games every night as your husband. And, you know, basically he's playing with toys. He's playing with his favorite toy every night. And then you sit there and watch him do that and then wonder why he is obsessed with it and all is another thing. Now, there's a woman that has gone viral on the social media who also has a complaint about men. And I think her complaint is along the same lines of men needing to grow up and be men again. Listen to her take on it. And then you see what you think about
it. Things that guys do that are for girls. Instagram. What are you posting an Instagram dump? Go build a house. There's houses on the hill that need built.
That's brutal.
That's Instagram dump.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a point. She has a point. What are you doing? Go go build a house.
She's got a point.
She's got a point.
Yeah. So she's basically saying Instagram is just for women. And for women and effeminate men.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny.
I kind of get along with that. Because usually a guy that will say, I'm not on social media, I don't know any of this stuff, is more of a guy you look at and go, well, he's probably got his stuff together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I don't know many that aren't, you know, but not like Kyle's on it, but doesn't actively post or anything, you know? So I don't know. He's not
doing a summer dump or anything like that, photo dump?
No. I mean, he'll post on a story once in a while, I guess, like here and there, if it's something about the kids. I don't know. But I did date a guy that had no social media, nothing ever. And that to me was kind of weird at first. I was like, really? What you trying to hide, hon? What you trying to hide? But now I realize he just doesn't care about it.
Yeah. You're just a man. I'm a man. I don't need all of it.
He's building houses.
Yeah. Quite literally, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's in construction business.
Yeah.
He's Bob the Builder. Yay.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God.
I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, yeah. So don't forget, get signed up for TJ Riggins Prime Plus. We've got a lot of stuff coming that's going to be new and it's going to be worth it. So go ahead and get jumped on it. Okay, sorry, Riggins. Just had to throw that in there.
No, it's important.
Before you do your thing.
Absolutely. It's very important. Please sign up. That's the most important thing you could do today. Go get signed up for Prime Plus.
We need the pigs.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what we call dollars is pigs.
That's right. Did you see, TJ, your favorite guy in the world, Nick Cannon, is in the news this week because he said him having 12 kids was a trauma response. And he said, I think the quote was, and see the way my bank account is set up now, I'm going to hit pause on the kids. So he's clearly feeling the financial strain of having 12 kids. I don't know, all under the age of what? Four? I don't know. It's crazy.
I hope he feels the strain.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't he just speak like a normal person? What does that mean? I'm going to hit pause on the kids now. Does that mean that he's going to stop having kids for a little while?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Or okay. He's going to stop supporting them.
That's what it could mean. That's what I was saying. I'm gonna hit pause on the kids for a while. I mean, I got to get more money. The fact that he's hired to do anything as a host and all that is still baffling to me. He's not talented. He's not that. I guess he's okay looking. You know, he's not an ugly guy or anything, but he's not talented. I don't know why he keeps getting these host jobs, these big jobs and all that. He's a derelict.
It's got to be about who you know, because you're absolutely right. The things that come out of his mouth, I'm like, what?
He still hosts the America's Got Talent. Does he still do that?
Is it that one or is it the Masked Singer? Which one? Is one of those?
He's on one of those. And what I've heard that people that have encountered him say he's very small. Like he's so slight and they say he looks like he could just like blow away in the wind. But yeah, he's got 12 kids. Yeah. So he said he's not going to have any more kids for a while. Probably a good call. Nick Cannon, I think.
Yeah.
Another celebrity in the news this week is Elton John. And have you seen this story about how he had knee replacements and they turned his kneecaps into jewelry for him?
That's a rumor, right?
No, it's real. It's actually included in this new documentary about Elton's life. And he points out, yeah, he had this double knee replacement, and he asked them to turn the kneecaps into necklaces. So he showed them off on camera. It is pretty, what's the word? Grotesque.
Disturbing. All of the above.
Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievably weird, but again, these are celebrities. So whatever they're doing, you know,
don't do it
with a grain of salt. Exactly. Exactly. And then today is National Professional House Cleaners Day. So pay some respect. Maybe tip your house cleaner if you have one. Maybe tip them a little bit more. I know Lindsay has an arsenal of people coming over to clean her house.
It's a whole crew.
You've got eight. It's like,
yeah.
And they tackle one floor a piece.
Well, a couple do each floor, but they're out in and out. I mean, quick.
They're good. They're good.
Quick.
Why is it so offensive to use the word maid now?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. They just labeled it as professional house cleaners.
But how many times now do you hear people say, my maid is coming tomorrow? The maids are coming tomorrow. Never. It's always the housekeeper, the house cleaners.
Yeah.
Maybe when they're about sexualized, that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
We've got more.
Is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby!
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Always, always in your life. 24/7. Anytime.
That's us. That's the TJ and Regan Show. Always in your life, whether you want it or not. Absolutely. Exactly. So, I don't know if you saw on social media the other day, TJ, I was getting blasted by the radio family because I was just curious. I didn't see
that because you never get blasted. You mean in a negative way or just you were getting blown up?
I was in a negative way. People were calling me disgusting. People were calling me gross, that I don't have any hygiene. They said, this is probably just how you were raised, I think was one of the quotes. I mean, it was vicious. And it was all because I posted this picture of my tea jug. And I'm going to put it up here on YouTube. If you're watching the show on YouTube, I posted this picture of my tea pitcher that I make tea in, and it's stained and it's got, you know, tea stains on it. And I just asked people, I said, hey, does anybody have a dirty tea pitcher at home? And everybody was like, you're vile. It's filled with germs. Now growing up, TJ, I know you grew up in a house that drank a lot of sweet tea.
Yeah.
Tea. Yeah. We grew up drinking iced tea. So we had we always had a tea pitcher going, and I don't remember my mom ever washing it. And as I recall, she said, no, it's seasoned like you would season a pot or a pan. And I don't know if it works that way with plastic, but that's what she said. Well,
ours was plastic, and we rinsed it out with hot water at times, but my dad could tell if you had washed it with soap and he'd get mad.
Right.
And it was Tupperware container. It was a big Tupperware thing.
Yeah, big Tupperware thing. Well, people responded, and a lot of people said, yeah, they have a similar tea pitcher at their house, but a lot of people calling me nasty, calling me gross and stuff like that. But, you know, I think everybody's got one thing that's kind of gross about them. Do you have one thing that stands out? You're like, I know if people saw me doing this, they would think it's gross. Like, you're not a nose picker or I can't even think of a good example.
Well, no more than a normal person's maintenance, you know, of that, you know.
You don't like bite your toenails.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
And that would be something I could, though. Being a great big person, that would be crazy.
That would be nuts. Well, you know, did you see that viral video about 10 months ago where Jelly Roll, one of your, an artist you like, was caught picking his nose and eating it?
Yeah, I did. But I can't watch that. That's one of the things, like watching things, gory things about eyes. I can't watch people doing that.
Yeah. He was accused of eating a booger, which is so immature. It's so nasty. But there is a list on the internet of the nastiest little things people do. One woman pointed out, she said, I take out my earring and I use the back of the earring to clean under my fingernails. And then I pop the earring back into my ear. So that's like a nasty little thing she does. I didn't think that was that bad. I guess. Gross, no. Another no, nasty
thing. Needs to be cleaning out from under her fingernails, though.
Right. Good point. I've never cleaned my iPhone. I know they say your phone is the dirtiest thing you have on you. I've never cleaned mine once. I couldn't tell you. I mean, I just don't do it. So I know that's kind of gross. One person.
Board on my computer, you say is gross because of my oily hands. I always have oily skin. And so, yeah, I guess my computer is gross.
You can see the oil.
It's an oil slick.
It is.
Yeah! Let's go! This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So Riggins has started a new thing on TJ Riggins Prime Plus. What is it called? Now Trending what?
Plus.
Now Trending Plus. Now Trending Plus. So it's a lot of the Now Trending stories that are important that weren't important enough to make it on the real show. Is that the way you describe it?
That was not the way I described it, but that is fine if that's how you...
No. It's, you know, when we interrupt Riggins during Now Trending and we start talking and the conversation starts zipping on by, he has more stories that he had planned to do in that segment, whatever segment it is. And he doesn't have time because we rudely interrupt him. And all. So this is the stuff that he didn't have time to get to on the air where Lindsay and I are not part of it. So he can actually get the information out to you, the John and Joan Q public.
And I love how after we interrupt him and talk, at the break, we say, we're so sorry. We're sorry. And he's like, oh, no, it's fine. No, and now it's like bottled up. And he's.
Yeah, he's like, I got to get rid of this somehow.
Yeah.
So there is the outlet to do so. And TJ Riggins Prime Plus. Get that done. All right. So I'm having to find an audio clip here on my phone. That is interesting, I think. Okay, so it may be hard to understand because of the thickness of this British accent, but we'll explain it to you if you couldn't understand it. We'll translate.
Guys, would you rather, you could only wear wet socks, so every day you have to wear trainers, and your socks have to be wet, and you can only take them off at 10 p.m. at night. So once you wake up, you have to obviously get ready and put the wet socks on. Or it feels like, you know, them popcorn things and they get stuck in your teeth. It feels like that's always in your teeth every day of your life. Which one?
Okay. Now, Lindsay, do you want to explain what she's asking?
No, because I don't know. I didn't get you any of that.
Well, that was playing. Your face was like, What she said was, she said, would you rather have to walk around with wet socks all day, every day. So you'd be wearing trainers, which is what they call tennis shoes, sneakers. They call them trainers. Okay. Or have the feeling that you've got popcorn stuck in your teeth at all times.
Okay. That's very simple, but I don't do well with foreign pieces.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or foreign people. For that matter, you're not because you can't even the ones that speak your same language, you can't understand. I'm go with the popcorn. I can't stand having wet socks ever.
Yeah.
I'm going with wet socks.
Ooh, really?
Because that's how much I hate popcorn stuck in my teeth.
Yeah. I hate it too, but rather than having wet socks all the time. And then you're gonna get a fungus when you got wet feet up, and you know that's how it grows in the moisture.
Oof. Yeah, they're both really awful.
just in my socks and then accidentally step in a little bit of water. It's awful.
Yeah. Ugh.
Terrible, terrible.
It's hard to say. This one's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. It is. But I'm going wet socks. Riggins, your wet socks?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then Lindsay.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I have another piece of audio here. And if you watch on video and you're always wondering why I'm messing with my phone while I'm talking, because the phone is where the audio clips are. That's from whence they came, from my phone into the control board, and so forth. All right. So this is something that Riggins, you say this is an old clip, but people just have resurfaced it, from one of those yacht shows that my wife watches.
Yeah. This is from a show called Below Deck, which is a great show on Bravo. But yeah, it's about like a yachting cruise and stuff like that. Everybody's probably seen it, but yeah, this is an old clip from that show.
Of those, reality shows, I think this would be the one that I would come closest to watching and not hating.
Yeah. This one. Kyle loves it too. Cause of the surroundings, you know, they go to,
it's amazing. The places they go to, the crew of the yachts are always like getting into shenanigans and they're all good looking. It's just a good show.
Yeah. And the three women in my life, that live here with me, my wife, Jody, my little friend, Jenny, and her handsome husband, Michael. Every Thursday night I come home from work, they're sitting here watching Love Island or one of those Netflix dating shows where they just make out with each other and then all this stuff. So the three girls are always doing that whenever I get home on Thursdays, even now that there's football on. Anyway. This is an old clip and I'd never heard of this and I think it's very funny. So the guy is, the guy that's the chef on board is obviously, a foreign speaking person and has an English, little broken English and a weird accent. So listen.
All the medium rare on one side. We have four medium rare.
Wait, what do you say? Medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. Medium rare.
Medium well. He's cooking steaks. And he goes, medium well or medium rare? And he goes, yeah, medium well.
Medium well.
What is that accent?
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of Bronson Pinshaw in Pinshaw from Beverly Hills Cop. The guy that played Balky on Beverly Hills Cop. I make them myself. He just made that accent. It's not an accent. He just said he made it up for the character. So that's what that means. Meow. Yeah, for me to meow, meow, meow.
It's like, I still don't know what you're saying, dude.
Yeah, right.
For me to meow. See, I would tend to lean more to the side of the fact that he's saying medium rare, because as a chef, if people are ordering their steaks medium well, he's probably going to be saying it in anger.
Yeah.
True. For medium row. Medium row.
Yeah. You know. Sounds like you're a cat.
They take such offense to it.
Yeah.
It makes me want to start ordering my steak that way just to be able to say it. I like mine medium.
Yeah.
Same.
Medium row.
Medium row.
Rare. Rare.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, Riggins. You got to bring us something good now. Bring us something good. What you got?
Man, dude, guess what? Amazon Prime Day coming back on October 7th. It's a two-day event. Didn't we just have a Prime Day?
Yeah.
And we did.
That tells me it means not as much anymore.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. This is running for 2 days. They say it's, the two-day Prime sale. It's going to be back and it's going to be bigger than ever. But it's like, no, you can't say that. You just did a Prime Day like 3 weeks ago.
And this I don't understand it because people specifically wait for Prime Day now because it comes so often.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people aren't buying as much on regular days.
True. Yeah.
No, you don't fall into that category.
Hell no. Guys, no. I get 6 boxes a day. I'm just kidding.
Are you a big Amazon shopper, Lindsay?
Yes, but I don't wait for Prime Day. I don't even think about Prime Day. When I need it, I need it, you know? Yeah,
I totally believe that. TJ, does your wife get on Amazon quite a bit? Is that her biggest like retailer online that she's ordering from?
Only if she needs something, you know, she's not just on there browsing and trying to find, you know, something. She's got specific things. Like our coffee comes from Amazon. Order that big container of community coffee on Amazon and gets delivered.
And when you want to order something, do you have to go to her first?
I don't have to, as far as can I have the money to do this, but I do because I don't have the account and all set up on my phone and everything. And it's not because she doesn't allow it. It's just that I don't have it.
Sure.
I should not have it. I'll say that. I should not have it.
Do you consult with your husband on any purchases?
No. And sometimes I get in trouble. And I don't say in trouble like I'm a kid, but
he sometimes. Gets mad.
What?
He gets mad, basically. He gets upset.
Yeah. Like sometimes he's like, did we need that? Or, you know, and I'm like, yeah we did. Absolutely. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I don't go crazy, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't buy $5,000 chair and sure. Say, look what I bought today, you know. So
yeah, well, Kyle, you heard it here first. It's not that big of a deal, Lindsay says. So just relax. Stop being so uptight.
Right.
So happy Prime Day. We have a meteorologist in our area that's kind of gone viral. Here's what he posted, and there's a good reason that a lot of people are paying attention to this. He said, I just ate what I thought was a feta cheese crumble from my salad off of my shirt after lunch. Turns out it was deodorant. How's your day going? And a lot of people are paying attention to that post for good reason. That is disgusting.
And maybe you shouldn't be eating stuff off your shirt.
I also agree with that.
Who was
his name is Ed. He's out in Eastern North Carolina.
Oh, like well, in Bob Area. That checks. Yeah. I went to college there. But I also a lot of crazy things.
I wonder how does the deodorant get out onto your shirt? Like, because that means it was in your armpit and now it's on your shirt. I don't know. Like,
that's not the problem. The problem is you thought it was feta cheese and ate it off your shirt.
Yeah. How long does feta keep on a garment?
I don't know. That's a good question, TJ. But you know what? There might be some hope left for the high school seniors and the upperclassmen in high school. And I will tell you why coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, it is an explosion. Quite an explosion.
So I have some hope for these high school kids. But first, tonight is Lindsay Look. It's a new episode of Lindsay Look, 7 p.m. Eastern on our Facebook page and also streaming live on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. And that is, again, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Lindsay, do you have any topics for tonight's Lindsay Look, or are you just going to wing it?
I'm going to wing it because guess what? I never remember until you say it that I even have it. Well, that's good. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We're talking about all things hair removal tonight.
Oh, that's an interesting topic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's much, much wanted of a topic, come to find out.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of hairy women out there.
A lot of hairy women. That is absolutely true.
A lot of Sasquatchettes.
It's tough in these streets, you know, especially when you take something to make your hair grow. It grows.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. When you take the vitamins for your actual hair on your head, it actually makes the hair grow in other parts. I didn't think about that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
It's not great, but it's good for the top of your head.
Yeah. So Lindsay's got a lot to cover tonight on Lindsay Look, 7 p.m. Eastern on our Facebook page, or you can stream it live on YouTube. So I have hope for these kids because I found out that homecoming is still a big deal to high schoolers, which I was super surprised by. When I was in high school in the early 2000s, prom, homecoming was still a big deal. But I've heard that in the last 10 years or so, like, kids just aren't interested in homecoming or prom. And I don't know if that's true because I don't have kids in high school, obviously. But they say it's like bigger than ever now. And a lot of people are discussing how people should be dressed while going to homecoming. Now, TJ, homecoming was a big deal to you, right, when you were in high school?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think I imagine it being a big deal still in small towns with small schools. But it's the big city schools that I didn't think they made such a big deal out of it. I mean, they have them, but I didn't think the kids were all into it like they are in small towns when there's nothing else to do.
You know? Right.
Right. Yeah. It's an event to get together with your friends and stuff like that. Lindsay, I know you were a cheerleader while you were in high school. Was it a huge deal for you?
Huge.
Yeah. And
I mean, I was on homecoming court. I mean, it was huge. I mean, or did I just think it was big because I was into it? I don't know.
I think everybody of our age and TJ's age was into it. Were you homecoming queen?
No.
Oh.
No.
But you were on the court and it was a big deal and you went to the game and then did you have the dance afterwards?
Yeah, we did have a dance. One year we didn't. I don't know. There were different things, but yeah, typically, yes.
I was on homecoming court.
Look at you.
That's how our homecoming court was chosen. Each senior football player nominated a girl for homecoming court. And then of those girls, they had an election to see who would win from student body vote homecoming queen.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Was homecoming king a thing while you were in school?
No.
Same.
Mm-mm.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. Well, if I were on the court, TJ, I would have made you homecoming king, no doubt. You would have had my vote.
Well, thank you.
Me too.
And I know that. And it means a lot.
Let's make you a crown.
Yeah. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have I ever shown y'all this this thing that I have? It's a big old thermos, kind of water bottle, kind of, you know, it keeps stuff really, really hot and really cold, but it's not like a regular Yeti or Stanley mug.
I like that.
Thanks. And it's LSU painted all up and everything. It's got my name on it. You see, it says TJ right there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You turn it over that way and the handle has Richie on it. My other name.
I love that. Where'd you get it?
Years ago, my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael bought it for me for Christmas or my birthday or something. But, you know, They're all into that racing community, you know. She comes from a racing thing, and so does he. He comes from racing stuff too. it was painted by an official person that, that spray paints the helmets for the race car drivers. That's why it looks like the type of design and all that you'd see on a race car helmet.
That's awesome. Oh, look at a flag. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's on there. Like it's not coming off.
No, it's not a sticker or anything. It's painted. Isn't that cool?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. If you notice that,
you can go on, however you watch videos of ours. Is YouTube the best? How do you do it, Riggins? Tell the people. Water mustache off.
You can watch the show every weekday on our YouTube channel. Just look up a TJ Riggins show and you'll see TJ's bottle. That's a bottle that says like, I want people, I'm carrying a water bottle. Like you're going to be noticed with that thing.
He should sell those.
An old school microphone with LSU headphones on it and all that. I mean, it's cool. I love it.
Mm-hmm. How do I get one of them's? If you're listening, here's some of the things I like. No, I'm kidding.
You put a picture of your face on it.
Yeah. But just I need to be like skinny. You need to make my face like thin.
Have you ever had your caricature done like at Disney World or anything? Disney, Lindsay. Was it flattering?
Never. Never. I'm always like, what? Who that?
The first time I ever had someone do a caricature drawing of me, it looked like my nose was 10 feet long. I mean, it just came way out like a ski slope. Just like they drew it out there like that.
Did that give you a complex or anything? That would freak me out.
You gave me another complex. Yes. I said, now I got to pay for this crap. No, thanks.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Riggins, maybe you'd be better at explaining this guy than I would be, since you're the one that found the video. Listen.
Don't let the witches lie to you. It's not just water that you can set out. It's not just moon water. You can make anything you want. Tonight, I'm making moon bubbles. Free will's wild.
So what is that a thing, making moon water or something, or is it just this guy?
No, we learned about moon water. Maybe it was from Alexis years ago, but people get water bottles and they think that the moon can charge the water with moon energy, I think, and they call it moon water. And what do you do with the moon water? I'm not really sure, but this guy is pointing out that you can make more than just moon water. You can also make moon bubbles or I guess anything that's liquid.
Yeah. And I was going to say that if you think that that is ridiculous, it's no more ridiculous than people saying, I'm going to put these rocks out in the moonlight and recharge them like they do about the crystals.
Right. Yeah. Same thing.
Was that a bottle of bubbles that he was putting out there and saying he was going to make moon bubbles? Because for that, I can take, I don't know, maybe a 6-pack of beer. If they come in 6-packs anymore, which I don't think they do. I haven't seen a 6-pack in forever. But if I took a 12-pack of beer and put it on the tailgate of my truck at night and left it out there, I guess the next morning I would have moon beer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what you would have, moon
beer. What are you waiting on, TJ? Moon beer.
What is the benefit of a moon beverage over a regular one?
That I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't know what people are doing with the moon water, but I know it's very popular. I know that some places even sell them, like crystal shops. They sell their own moon water.
Oh, no. That
is a business to be in. What's the overhead of that? You just whatever it costs for you to buy a bottle of water and then say you stuck it out at night and now you got moon water. What are they going to do? Come back and say it didn't work?
Or it could be free. You just take an empty bottle and put it under the tap. Let's start this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not going to come back and go, hey, this, I need my money back. This did not work. Well, what did you expect it to do? Grow hair on my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Recharge me, baby.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, thank you so much for listening and watching and doing all that you do. We appreciate you so much, and we're looking so forward to stepping into fall with you.
Who just, that is not TJ. So somebody just replaced TJ, who said, we're going to step into fall with you. Give me a break. It was all that
moon charging his, recharging his body.
I think so.
Moon gummies.
That's what it is. It's moon gummies. So there's a guy, there's a 70-year-old in the news. He's doing something a little bit different in retirement. A lot of guys that retire play more golf. No, he has gotten plastic surgery. And he's now gone viral. He said it's his new lease on life. He was always self-conscious about the way he looked. So at 70, he decided to take the plunge and got a facelift. And then since then, he's had four more cosmetic surgeries. And he said it has given him, again, a new lease on life. And he's happier than he's ever been.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I mean, how does he look?
Pretty much the same as he did before. It's not dramatic at all. But 70 years old to take the plunge to get a facelift. You think is that a good call?
You know what? If you can barely tell, good for him. If it's really bad, sorry. Mm.
All right. I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like to me, women who go through all of the pain and expense and everything of getting breast augmentation. And then they say they don't want people to be able to tell. It costs the same whether you get little implants or big implants. So, I mean, have them bring them in on a trailer. I mean, get your money
first. Oh, man. But it better to not tell than to be bad, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, did you get your money's worth? I don't know, but at least you're not looking like Kenny Rogers.
Sure, no. I get it. He's happy with it. So I guess we got to be happy for him. But interesting story in the news. Nevertheless, today is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day. So it's the celebrating of the adoption of the United States Constitution. Also celebrating people who have decided to become United States citizens. Lindsay, do you know that test people take, they have to take before they become a citizen? Do you think you could pass that?
I think I took it. We talked about it before, and I think I took it. And I've missed like two. Did I do it on the?
I remember that. Yeah, you did it on the air as a bit on the show one time.
And I guarantee you, if I took it again, I'd miss the same two. I don't know anything.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
And so good of Lindsay to still be with us this late into the show. She hasn't deserted us yet.
Yes.
Or whatever else she has going on that's way more important. So. Mm-hmm.
But watch your step, because I can. Mm-hmm.
So I've got a question for TJ, and I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds here, but TJ does a political show in the evening on the radio in Charlotte, where we live around. And he does a lot of political content and stuff like that, and which we don't really do on this show. But I was just curious, considering the events of the last week, so much has gone on. Have you noticed a change in the audience that's listening to your show? Are they more fired up? Are you getting more calls? Are people like, what's the general vibe around the people that are listening to your show?
Yes. Since, Wednesday of last week, a week ago, yes, it has been, far more active. The listeners have been far more active, and it seems like, there's this sentiment of people now waking up, you know, as far as, okay, well, we've been sitting by too long. Now it's time to speak up is what the general mood is of the listeners. And then there are some who are just plain mean and rotten and, you know, that text into the show and call and all of they're just, I mean, you know, agree or disagree politically or whatever. These are the people who are, you know, the types that are celebrating on social media at someone being assassinated.
Are people when they text in, are they meaner than when they call?
Yes. Yeah. Just like, you know, any other type of social media or anything, they're always more vicious when you know, you're not talking to them face to face.
And yeah. You're hiding behind a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Is a part of you, do you get kind of like, not, I don't want to say excited because that's the wrong word, but when there's so much happening in the world, are you more anxious to take on the topics because of the magnitude of it all?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mood of, all right, all of this is going on and people are going to be coming to me because they want not just the information, they want to know what I think about it. And yeah. When people want to know what you think about something that's important, it kind of gives you a sense of energy of, all right, I got to make sure that I'm doing it right. You know?
Yeah.
Totally. Has there ever been any concern from Jody or I don't know?
Oh yeah. 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 And that's always been there, even before this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
About that kind of thing. Sure.
I want to make sure I'm not the only one. Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Cool weather is coming and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.